Begin the current daf Masechtas Yevamah is daf Nun Zayin. Begin on the base. Begin Tais Mazda. Begin with the Gemara. Ram Amar. Yes, Chubal Besulas. There is Chubal Besulas. So Tais explains. So near Lari, it seems to the Lafarish to explain the Fishitas according to the Rashi's opinion. The pligi that the dispute over here is bechuppah lekesef. Well, the case we're talking about here is when there's chuppah without money of kedushin. So what's the pretext? That Rav Shmuel Sabri, both of them hold kedavuna. The isle b'ish kedushin that his opinions were in the beginning of kedushin of payment after chuppah coin that the chuppah is a opinion like kedushin. Chuppah could also work just like kesef shtar and biyam. Come Rav. Rav says as follows. That's what the basis of the our gemara. And then on that, Rav says the chiyeh chadikon the kedushin chuppah bekasher is just like the chuppah is kainam for kedushin by those that are valid. Here also by those who are invalid, like the grusha, the kain hadid, there's also going to be kind of, and actually about different kedushin kesef, it's actually even better than the money kedushin. Because I feel that Rav Moshe Nami that they say not mishta kedushin kesef leipasli, the kedushin kesef will not invalidate. But chuppah the kribah the bia moido, but in this case of chuppah, which is actually closer to the bia, which is the whole problem of mishtabezas lebia, they would agree. They agree them with the chuyi the milsa the Ramacham, like we explained when we explained the rejection of Ramacham on Rav and Shmuel, that idea that's what Rav holds, that it would be even according to Blazer Shimon would be a problem. And Tosfos just forewarns a question of Leshech Kandaya. How can you, if Chuppah is only from a Kavachem of Kedushin, and from Kedushin it holds not a problem, how could Chuppah be a problem? So that was called Dialum Nadin Leis Kenidin. Says Tosfos, no, because the Mishtaberes Labiya Psu the Reisel Ochlo. This halacha that if someone's anticipating an invalid Bia, a biblical problem that she doesn't eat, that's not the advantage of Rabbinic law. And the Chum was stringent, the more than that, Lefisha Krev Labiya, because it's closer to Bia. So there's not a contradiction that you could have this idea that even according to Rabbi Elazar Shimon, that chup is going to be worse. Now, time to Rav, what's the reason of Rav? Because he holds the psulis, not mishayach she'era, yeah, because even though it's an apostle, it's also applicable to be considered as she'era through the chupah, to be that mekudeshes. And b'chayecha, the kareen b'she'era, the chupah shach ha'gedushin, just like we find that it can be considered she'era through chupah, that comes after gedushin, l'shavi nesuah, to make her married, le'in hashkar saita, regarding that they have to drink the saita water, the b'ina, which we need to have, tachas ishach, the hainesuah, that means to be married, and so le'in naramarasa. Regarding the engaged Naira, Lapukim Miskila Chenik, which removes her from Skila to the halacha of Chenik that she's married and she's not engaged. Kanye Nami, but like, yes, the Shabbat Rus is the same halacha, just like Chuba works after Kedushin, so too it requires without Kesem to make her at least into this Arusa that she cannot eat Trumah, because at the end of the day, Chuba is Karv Labia. That's opinion of Rav. Now, Shmulam, he disagrees. He says, no, ain't Chuba Bsulis. Because the chuppah lemahanele b'chashas, yeah, Rav Huna holds chuppah, and he's going with that basis, the chuppah is going to acquire, but that's only by those who are valid. The chuppah kirev bihu, yeah, because chuppah is even closer to bia. But lemahanele b'ruhi is labia, but therefore that's the whole principle is based on closer to bia, that's only for those who fit the bia. Abbevsulois, but regarding those who are invalid, ain't ruhi is labia, then not for the bia, loy, man, no. And b'chuppah t'lachah kedushin nami lemahane b'sulah shmoz, yeah, according to Shmuel, chuppah even after kedushin also would not be affected by those who are possible. D'loi shayach b'hu she'er is v'kirav b'yam, because you can't call it she'er, it's not closer to b'yam. And the proof of this is in the Maisima, who, from the fact that the Gemara brings from this, of Shalisa Tisar Husam Chulu, the Bryce that says, and I didn't have her, that she has to swear that she didn't stray as Narusam Chulu, as Siatl Ram, a support for Rav, the Maya b'chuppah shayach kedushin, I'm talking about chuppah after kedushin. And from the fact that we're bringing support for Rav, obviously Shmuel disagrees, even by Chuppah that comes after Kedushin. That's Shmuel. Now, Ram Bachama, the Kama that he says, Yesh Chuppah Lipsula is, that actually, Banu Machalik is Bechulu, he's Polgad the Rav Shmuel, he disagrees with Rav Shmuel. Boslem Aim is coming to tell us, the Lesla the Rav, he doesn't agree with Rav, the Apostle Kulam that says, according to everyone that's going to be invalid, and the Lesla the Shmuel. And neither does those holy Shmuel Dhamma that he says, the Kulam, the Loy Apostle, according to everyone's not Apostle. No, Ella rather. Gech, the Plague of Kedushin, just like they disagree by Kedushin, Armishnach and the Plague of Chuppah, so they disagree regarding the King of Chuppah. Kento Lavarta Vishud Zakunja says, Nari, that's I have to explain, the Machlekes, three Machlekes na Gemara, according to Rashi's theme. Now, coming to explain Rashi, but the Rotz Lafarish, the Ayub Chupish after Kedushin, he did not want to explain that the Machlekes Tomar Chupa that comes after Kedushin. Why? Because the Mekin, if that would be the case, Lemotze Shmuel Lemem, then Shmuel wouldn't be able to say, Dilukule Amale Pasla. Wouldn't be able to say, according to everyone, it's not going to be possible. It's not true. Of course, according to May, you're already Kedushin then. Of course, it's possible, like we said in the Mishnah. So he couldn't say that. So you have to say it's Chuppah without Kedushin. Also, the Ein Lefarish B'Chuppah without Kedushin, you couldn't explain to address this problem to say, no, it's Chuppah after Kedushin. But you can say, but there was no Psul at the time of Kedushin. But it could be there was Kedushin and then Chuppah. How would you have this? For example, Shnasa B'Tzur Dakar after Kedushin. He became Tzur Dakar only after Kedushin. Or Kohen Gadol she kiddush ketana boga tachtav, or he was a Kohen Gadol that got engaged to a young girl, and Shavim Geras, when they were engaged, the Rekai Gav Nami of Silikat Mucha, but by the Lekaman, such a case actually would be considered as a psul, as the Gemara says later on, Nav Notesimun Al, but Kohen she kiddush ketana boga tachtav, le peh shri, over the end of Maskel Nahu, yeah, it was a Kohen that got engaged to ketana, and she became Geras when they were engaged. Now, Taisa just says, this is the Gemara says later in the Fahein Haim and Ab, that Philip of Yechon, Ibn Kurn of Yechon, Mukhamas Nedid explains the mission to them Layada, that if they weren't subsequently intimate. I feel like Kuremeyim, Mashma sounds like Dafka ben Nesu Shekvar Ochle, specifically if she was married that she already ate. Ab la Husa Loi, but if he became Tzudakam when she was engaged. Since she did not eat before, so then she cannot eat, since at the end of the day she's Mishtaberas to be Psula, so it's obvious that even if the condition was beheter, it wouldn't be effective, which is Mr. Besley Absulus, and then we actually have a right to the Shinizri, for sure, according to Balaza, that it does not hold over the Shekva Ochla, and it would hold the Kondra Meyat's Asr also by Nesua to eat Truma. This says no. Ain Raya, that's not a proof to the opinion of the Ri, because the Hasan Basi Somar, there's Toma by a Basi Sral. She only eats through the ability of her marriage to him. She cannot start eating through an invalid marriage because she never even ate yet. Avol, but over here, we're talking about Baskoyin, Lekoyin, that actually, you could say, since she did eat in her father's house before she got engaged, and there was no issa by the Kedushin, actually, you could even say that she will continue eating even after it becomes a Mitzvah, even though she'd be in Mr. Mesh, Labib Sul. Now, this goes back to explaining, though, so why Rashi explained that this Chup is talking about that without Kedusha Kesef, because if you'd be talking about that except the Kedushin, oh, that's obvious according to the Meir that she wouldn't eat because of Kedushin. And he says, well, let me stop and I'm looking about Rusa. It's also not logical to explain. You're talking about by Anarusa, Shekva Ochla, Bagoizman. No, you could have a Kva Ochla. How could you have a Kva Ochla? When they already reached the 12-month date, which is Commissioner to Shina, the first Mishnah, the first version of the Mishnah, Ksubat Abnon Zayim and Aleph, Kurabi Yechon, Kurabi Yechon, and then he says, Hechli Kva Ochla, where she already ate. Together with the Mishnah Shaina, to Lay Mipsla, you don't become invalidated, Mishum Shimu Briya Psula, because you went in court to be Psula, Lira Meir. So maybe you could say that's the case that we're discussing over here. And that's why the Kedushin Kesef, maybe there was Kedushin, and maybe there was Chuppah, but still would not invalidate unless if you went for Chuppah. And even though we're talking about Baskoyin, which anyway she eats, but even so, you would say it would not be effective, because we could say that when she eats because of her husband, then you say kvar achla according to Biyechon. So we'll go back to the question. So why did Rashi have to say specifically kedushin without a chuppah without kedushin? So it says no. The Deich Ilhamet plucked the Mishnah Shaina. First of all, it's pushing it to explain their machleik is with going according to the Mishnah Shaina. V'oy because that's not the halacha. V'oy the mashman the Rabbi Shmuel pesulos masnitin. It also sounds like they're going in the specific pesulos of our Mishnah, which I'm only calling God language of Chutzal Kain Hedyot. In other words, that's how it was at the time of the Arison. So therefore, obviously, according to Meir, we're talking about that must have been Kedushim V'chuppah without Kedushim Kesem, because then you would be possible on Shach from the Kedushim Kesem. So therefore, that's how Rashi explains our sugya. But says, Taisa V'kash, L'ri Apesha Kornjus. The Ri has a difficulty with the interpretation of Rashi. According to Lishn, the Kabbalah Rambam, the wording of Rambam, that he says, L'ri Meir, Kornjus, Meir, Dom, that he said, Kedushim Pasli, Chubinam, Pasli, Mashm, it sounds like the Ibechub is after Kedushin, so the Chub is after Kedushin, because the Ibechub, like, has a bit of a Chub without money, how Chub is not a Kedushin, so Chub is itself its Kedushin. Well, how the name is Tom Kedushin, he just said Kedushin, oh, just like he passed by Kedushin, passed by Chubba, Ella, he should have said Kesav Ishtar, because Chub is also Kedushin. So he should have contrasted that Kedushin with that Kedushin. Why are you saying that's Kedushin, that's Chub, but they're all Kedushin? Boy, he takes Rabbein Tam additional, Rabbein Tam asks, is the Lepesh according to Rashi's interpretation of Asr, Rabbi Shimon, like Halacha, that means they're going not according to the Halacha, because like Kamal, like Rabbi, we don't rule like Rabbi, we don't rule like Rabbi, and how do I know this, says Rabbein Tam, from the fact that the Gemara says, in the beginning of Kedushin, I'm giving it up, Minyon Dure, Shalom Utei Chuppah, that this, that it says a certain number of how many ways you can do Kedushin, it's coming to exclude Chuppah, and the Gemara says, Rabbi, who knows, I'm a Chuppah, Kain, Lamut, what's it coming to exclude? Sounds like that, but we don't hold like that, and according to him, what are you going to say? So to become an Gemara Hasan, the Gemara by the end of Haman Bey says, Rabbi Huna, Kesem Ishas La'ashkecha Mechulu. Again, Mashman Ein Halacha Gemara. It sounds like that they're trying to find emphasis according to, but we don't go with that strand. So we don't rule like Rabbi Huna. So it comes out Rabbi Shmuel not going Ali B'Hilchasa. Well, you take Shari Rabbi Yehuda to Miyunim. He asks that according to Rashi, the Tumah over here, the Chuppah without Kedusha Kesem comes out to the Shmuel according to Shmuel. The one that he says Ein Chuppah L'Psulais. There's no chuppah of besulas. Avlik sheves there's chuppah, but for sheves there is chuppah. Question is, v'amai, why? Rav Huna, you have the chuppah kaina. So you're saying because of like Rav Huna. How does Rav Huna know the chuppah is kaina? It's matzah shav. It's from a common denominator. The kesef shav from the three ways that we know that there is a kinyan of kedushin. Problem is, now you have a flaw. You could say, what do we find a common denominator with those three? Where they but where's Talmud? That even after you have the limud shekoina, ain't koina b'sulas, is this not koina by b'sulas, like we just said? Which now Tosfos comes to explain, he says, although that generally when you ask a flaw in the Kal Vachomer, it's saying because you have a stringency by what you're learning out from, which is not by the thing you're learning out to. And over here, it's actually a flaw in the, we're saying that chuppah, even though it's kind of like b'sulis, so that's a stringency over this. What would make you tell me that you cannot learn out from Kesa Sharabia? He says, yeah, the b'chiyak ab nashayach pircha, we find such a flaw, k'dash k'mper kam n'menachza, we find the first way n'menachza, but the n'menachza b'tray v'ligvaya. Regarding bringing something that's trefa to Hashem for a carbon, that even after you learn that from Tzad HaShavah that's forbidden to Hashem, but still there's a case of trefa that's permitted to Hashem. So you see that you can have a pircha that is a chayma in the thing that you're learning out, that which is not by the thing that you're learning out to, after you say the kavu chayma. So to Boba Kamad of Memem Bezgab Asher, it's Dadin, by the that was taught to gore, that of the stadiums, which the assumption of the Gemara, the way Tosfos understands, is that even now, that what it was supposed to say, that's only if it willingly, not if it was forced. So therefore, if it wouldn't have said, then it wouldn't be applicable even when it's willingly, because it's not similar to the case of a Reveya, that when it was oinus like a Ratzin. So you see, it's considered a flaw from what it would say had it not been written. So same thing over here, it should be considered as this idea that there's no chub l'psulis as a pircha, so obviously that Shmuel does not hold like Rav Huna, not chub peskaina, which was the basis of the way Rashi explains the sugi, that Shmuel is going with Rav Huna. And since Tosef Ein Lamed, don't say l'chashiv a pircha, that's not considered a flaw, mishum the chub the psulis in the kriya chuppah, because truth is, the chub psulis is not considered a chuppah. So it comes out that there is no leniency of chuppah to say there's not going to be psulis, because the psulis is not a chuppah. So it says no, because the makamokam pirchi, that's still a flaw, because the Baruch Hashem, like the Gemara asked actually over there, in condition of Hamad Beis, regarding the teaching of Rav Huna, that he says that chuppah is kind of makabu chayma. So the Gemara over there says that, wait a second, malakesav shekem poidin by hekdeja maisa sheni, which is tamib bebiya, which actually gives us tamib chuppah, that doesn't have that application. Now, over here, where Hakdisha Maisa Sheni has nothing to do with chuppah, so what does it make it better of Kesav over chuppah? So we see that you could ask such a flaw even if something that's not applicable. So over here, you could ask from Sulis even if it's not applicable. So back to the question on Rashi, how could he say that Shmuel holds, where does Shmuel learn that chuppah would be kind of b'ksheris if he has this flaw and they wouldn't be able to holograph one? So, v'nil re'i kabir shabin tam. So it appears to read like Rabin Tam's interpretation. The chuppah she'achar kedushin ha'arav Shmuel, they actually told Manalik Rashi, it's chuppah after the kedushin that they're talking about. And it's actually going about this Alma in this Garshan Masnit and Kaim. We're actually going on a different part of the Mishnah. On the Sefer that says if they got widowed or divorced from the Sunda Pasal, because she became a Chalala, from Eris and the Kasha. Now we're qualifying if they only had Chuppah and then the husbands died. Are they considered Amana from the Eris and Omen and the Suin? Rava Mayash Chuppah Lepsul says there's Chuppah for Psulais, and therefore Vim Nisavan is Garishur Acha Chuppah, Psulis, the Kulam, Begami Pasuk, according to everyone, even under blood of Shimon, because keeping Yash Chuppah, Bechuppah, Chuppah Chashim, it can be a Lepsulayim, to forever invalidate or like a Chalala. Shmulam says, no, Echab Lepsul, no Chuppah Psulis, meaning, Vim Nisavan is Garishur, from the Eris, since it's like from Eris and the Kasheris, a filler of man that's going to be Kasher, even the Kondra Mayor. Now, then Taysa points out, he says, Vahodlik, Boy Lemas Neaton, why don't they ask this? On the Mishnah in Talmud in the Garishu, which you're saying is going on that part, why does it say like it's independent Machlekes Rav and Shmuel? Mishum of Pluk the Remei of Rabbelazar of Shimon Kai, because it's going on their Machlekes. In other words, that Rav wants to say that everyone holds Pasul and Shmuel, and so everyone's going to be Kasha. And Remei and Rabbelazar of Shimon, they're not talking about specifically in Talmud in the Garishu. But they said it in their own independent teaching. Now, based on this interpretation of Ben Tam. So this place is Bahadam Rabbi Muhammad. Now this Rabbi Muhammad says it's actually totally in their machlekes. The problem is he says Lameir Dama Kedushin Pasul. Lameir says Kedushin Pasul also Chuppah is going to be Pasul. But the problem is according to Ben Tam, there's no Psul over here because we're going on the Samal and the Zgarshu. So let's talk about this. Is what the interpretation is. Kedushin Machba called Kach Sintra Meir is so stringent that even Kedushin she cannot eat because you just mishtemeches labi b'sulam. So k'moy kinyach mebchupa ben some of the scars you read. It's not exactly the same thing. It's a different context. It's just comparing. So to be stringent b'chupa from if you become widowed from or divorced from chupa, so to chalal mechupa that she would not be able to eat forever. Although it's two different things. And according to Rabbi Tam's interpretation, also Rambam Paul Rabbi Shmuel is also agreed as Rabbi Shmuel that Rabbi Shmuel are not differentiating in remainder of Rabbi Shimon. According to Rab, all three would hold chuppah as possible. According to Shmuel, all three would say it's not possible. Whereas according to Rambam, it would be dependent on the machlekes Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. So that's like Rashi. Rashi is saying it's going chuppah before Kedush. Rabbi Tam saying it's going chuppah after Kedush. In the case of Nisarmalu or Niskash. Next says Master Bring the Gemara. Amar Shmuel says Moitli Abba. And Abba, referring to Rav, he would agree with me in this case of Pochas Mivaz Gimel. So he says like a Meshav Pesach B'Kuntra. Not like Rashi explains that the word Abba is Lashach Hashiva is like honorific, like father. Actually, that was Rav's name was Abba. Like the Aruch explains Be'erich Abba on his category of the word Abba, that it was Rav's name. Because I mean Mibrach like the Gemara says Mibrach the Menzayin Menal. Ilo Maisa are delay because Laila Abba, if they would bring the pigeons and so on for dessert for Abba, he would eat it, which was his name. Rakan Dom and Rakan that says over the Domi Pumida Abba. It's like as if the mouth of Abba was like Tom Tapshil, as if he didn't eat any cooked dish. You see his name was Abba. And Bereish Lagaz Nigmar Khumna like Kulamzam Vez Nam Omos says Manrishan Babal. Who is the order? Who's in charge of the Yeshiva in Babel? Amale Abba Arich, it's the long Abba, which was that's his name, Rav's name. And actually Arav was actually on the roof. Now, because it says Kashal Rav Kahana, now it's a little bit difficult. This is what we just brought from Rav Kahana. Shri Tamidash Rav Davis doing the Rav. Hey, Chakar Rav Shmoy, how do you call him in his name? How could if Abba was his name, how could he call it? So to Mechelik and Sanin, I'm going to Mav. Amai says, May man, Nenish Gechazi. Why was Gechazi punished? Meshach called Rav Shmoy because he called his teacher by his name. So how could Rav Kahana call Rav by his name Abba? So it says, Bashem, and maybe Shabdi Rav Kahana, Talmud Chavid Rav Abba. It wasn't just a student, he was a student colleague of Rav. The meaning per kech din mums like we find over the end of the mavam and bezin sanedrin. Compared to Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, the gemara of Rav Tzichia, they needed his gemara, his tradition, his messiah. But the svar of Rav Tzichia, they did not need his logic. So you see, because he wasn't a full student. And Mesei Baba Kama, Dab Kovid Zan, and Bezin Amin, Omar also said, the Shalir Biyach, and the Kolsvek of Havala, he asked all his questions until he praised him. So you see, the Rav Kahana also was in days of Rav, was already a great person, and therefore he could call Rav by his name. Next test master begins with the words of the gemara. Chayim Lam Mishum Eishasish. Then there's also liability on her as Eishesh, which Pirish Tais explains, in other words, if the father, obviously she's not an adult, but if her father accepts the Kedushin for her, then she Eishesh, and then whoever has intimacy with this girl over 3 years old is going to get Chad. Tell us the to wonder. Why do you have to say this halacha? The Misefa Shamin Alam, that we know this from the Seifa, because the Ketani, the Mishnah of the Anida, continuing this Mishnah regarding the girl that's over 3 years old, says that the Ketani Bimbo Allah Echad Mikol Arayis, if any one of the Arayis have intimacy with them, a Mosna Yada, that they get killed by her. Now, Be'eshesh B'chlal, a married woman is including all the Arayis, can move Preg Ben Zari Mar, like we find in Gemara Sanen Dav Samach Tez Menalz. And actually, if I feel Behim B'chlal, even Behim is included. Can move Preg Arba Misa, over the Nav Nain Beis, B'shmai Tid Dat Akal V'Kolin. So why do you need to make a special limit regarding Eshesh if it's just like all the Arayis? Even Behim is like all the other Arayis. And there it appears to the Re, the Koi, it's actually going on the Imbo Leo Yavim Khan. It's actually going on a previous part of that Mishnah. That actually, that if a Yavim had Bia with the Yavama, and then another person comes, he's going to be liable for Eshesh Ish. And for Kamashman, that's what I'm going to tell you. The Kana Kinyan Gom, the Reis, it's going to be a biblical Kinyan of Yibum. Nothing to do with a father, being Makadash, or Toma with the Yavim. And the Chiddush in this is, and although she's a minor, but it's not like the be of a 9-year-old man, the Ketani Vahim Mishnah, which we taught in that Mishnah, need the Memheim and Abdu Hasim Lekhanam and Run, there the kid is only going to be rabbinic. Hence, it does not have this Chiv Misam, as we're saying to the 3-year-old girl. I mean, like we said, also be is Bentesh Kamam Bagadl, we made like the be of a 9-year-old, like the Mam Bagadl, and we're the Mimatin Lamad Isa, because biblically it's excluded, break up Mises and Sanin of Bezma Bez, break up the Kedushan of Yutas Ranal, Mashi and the Fesh, that if someone has adultery with a married Ishesh, the wife of a man, which excludes the wife of a minor. So too, regarding Yavama, is the same thing. So if I would have thought to say that the same thing would be that if the Yavama is a Kedana, that she would not be acquired to Yavama. That's why I have to tell you that no, by the woman, we don't say that. Tais asked an interpretation of the Ri, that this that you're saying, B'chayim lem shem Ishesh ish, is going on the Yavam. So this is a question difficult. Because the Berg Ben Sayer and Sanhedrin of Samuk Tezim and Avdaik, the Gemara is Avdaik from this halacha, of a chayavin, shaholchem b'din nefash l'acharev, that we're going to capital punish, we go after majorities. Because the Eloi is, and we don't go nechaz duma islandess, say, how could you execute? Maybe she's an islandess. And v'adait d'hochel l'kaddish, and therefore, it really was never a kaddush, and it comes that she was never a married woman. Obviously, go after the roiv, and we said that most women give birth, and therefore she's not an islandess. That's what the Gemara says. Now, it says, Taisis, l'hai p'dish, according to the reason interpretation, the koya im bo alo yavim, that's going, if the yavim had be with her, on my part, why is the Gemara asking? Nechaz duma adait d'hochel l'kaddish, that we should be concerned, maybe with that intention, he did not have kedushin with her, hainu, which that would mean achaberishin. It really would mean the first brother who the yavam is taking over from. V'tzarch leimam, and based on this, you have to say that the hainami adaitach leyavam. That oh, therefore, with that intention, also the yavam is not doing yibum. What do you mean? Have a little bit of you should ask better. To the contrary, you should have said the words that maybe we should be concerned that maybe with that intention is why he did the condition of the first brother. The shuf ain't Aisha's Yavim. Now she's actually not the wife of the Yavim because an islandess is not someone who's in the category of Yibim. The one who's in the Ashutel is probably islandess. So actually, the condition of the second brother is not Taifis because it's Aisha's Ach. And therefore, there's no halacha of Aisha's Yavim. And actually, whoever has Yibim is actually not going to, whoever does be with her afterwards, not going to be Chayim Misa because she's not Aisha's Ish because there's no condition of Taifis. Or at least have lila hakshes bestam. The Gemara there should ask at least just unspecific. Neches we should be concerned. Dilma alnas, maybe she's an alnas. We're becholin, and as we explained, either way, ben adai tochei kaddish ach barishin or loy kaddish. Either way, in Eishav is not the wife of the Yavam. That's difficult according to interpretation of the Ri. So it says here, something you can say is the nakad that we're picking adai tochei loy kaddish that with that intention he did not do kedushin mishum de meseifa nami by lemefach because we want to ask also from the seifa. Which says, that if anyone of the arise, go ahead and have be with arm, which over there is talking about a regular Eishas Ish. And because the Mereisha Hayidei, the Motzah L'Shnuyeh, meaning we wanted to ask from there. Because from the Reisha, we knew we could answer, my Chayavin, the Ketani, what does it mean, Chayavin? That we could say it would mean carbon. And that's all you would prove. You wouldn't prove we're going to chayiv misa. Actually, the Gemara answers over there. It's an part of the Gemara asks, "Mamasin getani," but it says "Mamasin" in the seifa. So mekayich is a hikshe betchila, and that's why they ask initially in the order of the brisa, which they clarify mishani, but the kibla lebei that we the husband accepts on her as a wife, even if he finds out she's an alness, and therefore yes, they're going to get executed for the halach of eishes ish. Pidush, in other words. B'seifa, that's from the seifa. Abreisha loyim tzarach loyim machayim nekatani carbon. What does it mean? Chayim would be a carbon. Dosam lemahani midi mashakib lo vekid b'reshu. Because it doesn't help at all what you make up on yourself, like we explained. Because since we're talking about yavim, if so, even if the yavim does a definitive kedushin, but still, she's not is she's not a basibim, and the kedushin would not be typhus. Obviously, it's for carbon, and that's on the tzad that she's not an islandess, and she's mekadesh the second from the halacha of yavim. Therefore, we needed to because a case in the seifa. Taisa now brings a third interpretation. What does it mean, Chayav Lamishim Eishasish? The Divad Perish, he explains that the truth is we're talking about a regular Eishasish, not Eishasishavim, like the Ri says. And even so, the Itzuk Machayav Lamishim Eishasish, we have to say specific liable for Eishasish and not included in the Sefer of like, of all the rice. Why? Because the Lab Dikhtan Levi, we had not specifically mentioned it. So, we would have explained the Bol Lechem Makol Arayis, that which that we're asking from, that if anyone of the Arayis have intimate with her, we would have thought Dafka Barayis will be Behemoth, specifically Arayis and not regarding that of Behemoth. But now that we say Bechav Lemeshemesh is the level of Aishas Ish, so what didn't call Arayis, something would apply to all the Arayis. So, Sula Yitzchak Sefer, so you don't need the Sefer, because you know that from Aishas Ish. Aye, I'm sure Behemoth rather we need it for the case of Behemoth. Now, Makoyah Zed, Dag Perak Dal Mises, it's actually from this that the Gemara is Medaik. Over there in Perek Dal Mises on the Haman base, the Chol Arayis. When you say Chol Arayis, it's Afilu Behema. That's from like what we just explained. And Tadi, you should know a proof of this that because generally Chol Arayis does not include because the Beseifa Gabi Ben Tesha regarding a 9-year-old Ketani, we learned Chol Arayis Shabbatay Moslan Yoda. All Arayis and the Tari get killed if they have intimacy with at least if the boy is over 9 years old. And Vavalochi, even so, Ketani, we learn in the skills of Bemal Yoda. We also mentioned specifically that an animal gets stoned through him also. Obviously, Bame is not included all the rice. So why by a minor don't we say it explicitly? How do you know that even Bame is included? Obviously, like we're saying because the extra color rice, because we already know it from the case of Eishas Ish. Next says, Master Bingham Zigmar, and this is the coin that she gets married to a coin. That tells me Truma, she eats Truma. Now, that's if she's over 3 years old. But younger than 3 years old, Kim de las bas bia, since she's not a woman that could have bia. So loy vodikla. So can't check her out, because that's a stipulation in eating truma, as the Gemara says in Ksuvos Avnei Zayin Mabez, that an arusa cannot eat truma. Why? Because of simfin. Maybe he's going to find the blemish, and they say, well, he didn't want such a condition. Comes out at batul mafreya. Now, when it comes to chuppah, then they're intimate, then he checks her out. But here, where there's no bia, so he can't check her out. Oh, so therefore, vehicle and mechel simfin, you have to be concerned with simfin. Maybe there's a blemish. And begam also is because chayzim b'chakol v'zabi, she's going to go and send back to her father's household. In other words, if she goes and send, if the husband sends her back, she's going to go back to her father's household without a get because the condition is not typhus. And lochel, she cannot eat until she is 3 years old.